Always look forward to our weekly visit with James Mason and Tech Talk. James, are you there?
I am here.
Good. We're having a little bit of phone trouble this morning, and I was afraid I was going to hang up on you. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. So your new stuff is outsmarting you, huh?
Yep, absolutely. I tell you, this new software, if you've been listening very carefully, and you don't even have to listen that carefully, you can hear all kinds of mistakes, and it's real weird. It's just got a learning curve to it that eventually I'll get. I think I get a little better every day, and then I'll come in here and just have a horrible day. And I think you can relate to this. When you first, you know, try something, you're thinking about every single move you make. If you get just a little bit comfortable and stop doing that, that's when it all goes to worms.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today, James?
Well, I was going to talk a little bit about something that's called social engineering.
Social engineering.
And, yeah, most people have seen an example of social engineering. They just may not know what it's called.
Okay.
A good example of social engineering is those emails or texts or different things that you get that you just say, okay, that's a phishing email or one of those little scams. Mm-hmm. And so that's all part of social engineering. But it's like the phishing thing is extremely common now. It's like at work I can't go a single day without getting phishing attempts.
Right. I don't. And, me too.
Yeah, and also, like, even further than that is when they target just an organization. So, like, where I'm at University of Kentucky, sometimes we'll get emails that have the University of Kentucky sort of letterhead stuff on there, or it looks like it's some sort of official thing, and it comes in. But they want you to click on a link and put in your credentials to log into your UK site. Mm-hmm. And so that sort of phishing, that's actually called spear phishing. But but there's all kinds of different things and different labels for stuff, you know, and different attempts. But in case people haven't had this happen to them, one thing that is part of social engineering, which is becoming a huge problem, is called ransomware. Now, have you had any experience with this ransomware stuff, Jack?
No.
I've heard about it, and I've seen, I've heard from people who've had to deal with that, but
yeah, ransomware is terrible because what it does is if you can even get this, that sometimes sometimes hackers will hack a website. Mm. They'll inject some code into the website, so it's just a normal website. The worst one I ever got was actually off of Western Kentucky University website that I was on there looking for a program that I was going to take some classes there. Hmm. But their site had been hacked, and that was the worst virus I ever got. But ransomware, what it does is you can get it through an email. Like if you click the wrong thing in an email, you can get it through a hacked page, different things. But the ransomware, what it goes into your computer, it finds all the things that are documents. So it's usually because they're getting better and better, but it usually sticks with things that are .doc files, so Word files, the .docx files. So Microsoft Word files is usually the big target. And they'll encrypt all of those on your whole computer. So every Word file and every document that you have is encrypted, and you can't look at it anymore. Mm. They're all totally worthless. But then a message will pop up on your computer that says, you have been hijacked or whatever, you know, depending on what, and they'll give you a link to go to in order to free your files. If you go to that link, and then you have to pay some money. And I mean, nowadays you have where ransomware has gotten so big that the ransomware companies are actually fighting with each other. So it's like Kmart, Walmart on the ransomware stuff, where it's like, okay, we'll free your stuff for $60 this time. And, you know, and we'll keep you protected from other ransomware in the future. Well, I mean, sometimes you do have to pay. Because there's no other way to get your documents
back. Blackmail.
It is.
It's illegal, isn't it, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but all these places that are doing it are not from the United States.
Ah.
And so, like, we had a big ransomware outbreak. And see, the ransomware, just like other viruses, can spread across a network. And so, like, if you get one computer infected and it's been connected to other, I mean, they're all connected, but it usually travels along routes of, like, your computer has connected to another computer for some reason, shared a file or something like that recently, and it'll go over to those other ones and infect those other computers right away. And so it can take down a whole network. And if that happens, I mean, you have to pay the ransom. And you have to unlock your files unless, and it's like, this is the only way to beat stupid ransomware, is to back things up really good. Because, like, at work, we've had ransomware hit us 2-3 times where I am. And every time that it has hit us, you know, people are like, they're going onto the link, and they're like, well, this isn't that much to pay for. I'll just pay it out of my own pocket so I can get my own files back. And we're always like, no, we're not going to pay anything to these people. We just restore the files because we have them backed up.
I see.
But, you know, immediately, if all your files in your computer were taken over and you couldn't view anything, it's like, for a lot of people, it's so shocking. They're just like, I'll just do whatever it takes to get it back.
I think the first time I remember hearing about that was about, I don't know, 5 years ago, that hospital that got hacked.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, man, they were just paralyzed.
Yeah, and since then, of course, hospitals are taking a lot of precautions about it. And the biggest precaution you can take is to back up constantly. And so that's the biggest and the best one that you can do. But that, right after that, there was two universities on the West Coast that got hit after that hospital. And both those universities, they lost everything because they said, well, we're not going to pay. And they lost everything. They lost years of research. They lost everything.
Man, that's unbelievable.
It was bad because the parts where they had research, they didn't really have IT people in those parts. And this was I know this because I read a white paper on it about, you know, here's why you need IT people in all your different parts of the university.
Yeah.
Because their research people had been kind of working on their own without any kind of IT support. And, you know, just very minimal IT support. So they didn't have anything backed up. They were, you know, they were relying on little thumb drives and different things, and all their external drives all got infected.
James, looking to the future, do you see in the future any possibility of something that can prevent this from happening in the first place?
Well, see, the problem is the social engineering part is, yes, there's tons of things that can prevent this from happening automatically. But the social engineering part is it tricks people into doing it themselves. So they're manually, they're downloading it. They're saying, oh, yes, this is what I want, because they're being tricked. And unless everybody on Earth, you know, figures out how not to be tricked, then no, it's going to keep happening.
I see. But no software or anything like that to prevent it.
Well, once you install it, then it just, I mean, it runs rampant. Now, if there were, I could imagine some software saying, okay, if it keeps a constant eye on your documents, and once a couple of them get encrypted, I could imagine that someone has one that protects all your documents and makes copies of them. I could imagine that happening pretty easily. You know, so I could see where there could be a lot of safeguards against this. And it just, you know, as things get bigger and bigger with ransomware, then there probably will be a lot of different programs that will put safeguards up.
Very interesting. Always a pleasure, James. Thank you, and have a good day.